too heavy and short-winged to get airborne. It climbs trees instead. Kakapo were once one of the most successful and abundant herbivores in New Zealand, the Kiwi equivalent of our rabbit. In 1899, explorer Charlie Douglas wrote, "They could be caught in the moonlight by simply shaking the tree or bush until they tumbled to the ground, like shaking down apples." Its favorite food is up above, the tiny seeds of the rimu tree. This fruit fuels kakapo reproduction, and they only breed when the trees produce a bumper crop, so about once every 4 years. Kakapo breed slower than any other bird, but they also live longer, sometimes more than 100 years. The male's song is as peculiar as the bird itself. More frog than parrot, it can be heard up to 3 miles away. In a breeding season, he will boom non-stop for 8 hours every night for up to 3 months. But a female will only respond if there are plenty of rimu seeds about. So while these birds may nest in burrows like rabbits, unfortunately they don't breed like them, and their numbers have dwindled dramatically. Today, fewer than 100 kakapo survive, and precious chicks receive a helping hand. Captive rearing has helped raise the number of kakapo from just 51 in 1995 to the 91 birds alive today. They used to number in the hundreds of thousands. Today, their future is truly in our hands. So, is this now an empty forest? Actually, the trees are under attack like never before. There's a menace lurking amongst the foliage. During the day, it slumbers. But under cover of darkness, an invader is revealed. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, the mammals have finally arrived in force. Australian possums. Imported for their fur 2 centuries ago, they soon reached plague proportions, stripping trees of their vegetation. A war is being waged against them, traps set and poison scattered. And yet they are now far more numerous than the kakapo ever were. A staggering 70 million possums overrun New Zealand's forests. Where a bird failed, a mammal has succeeded. But why? The possums were unwitting immigrants, while the kakapo have lived here for millennia, perfectly adapted to this forest. It's an irony that is by no means unique to the kakapo and the possum. Right across the Pacific, similar scenes have been unfolding. Tiny islands off the coast of New Zealand are the last refuge for a host of animals now vanished from the two main islands. This is Stephen's Island, 1 square mile of rock protruding from the ocean. It's home to a living fossil, a relict barely changed for over 100 million years. The Tuatara.